Today, we are going to be talking about my black hair got me expelled from school. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother...
Welcome to the most listened to international podcast around the world. Hakeem and Reggie Brown are two young African-American boys speaking the truth. This is
Pop City Culture.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Boom, chaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka. My name is Reggie Brown, the Pod Guy. Welcome to Pop City Culture, the most listened to international podcast around the world. That's right, people, for kids, by kids. So, today, man, we're going to be talking about some serious, and we're going to be throwing it down with the hate from the people from a few states. It's my black hair got me expelled from school. Man, that is a shame, man. Are you kidding me, man? Are you got to be kidding? What year is this? Anyways, before we talk about that, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother.
Hey, family, and welcome back to Pop City Culture. Hang on, I gotta adjust my chair.
All right, there. What's going on there, my brother? What's going on?
Yeah, man. My chair was like digging. Well, I was actually leaning a little bit forward on my chair, so all the four legs weren't on the floor. And Dad keeps telling us,
what?
Don't sit like cockeyed on the floor because the cat might get under the chair. And yep. I was sort of worried about it. I haven't seen the white cat around here.
I ain't seen the white cat either. Hiding.
Anyways.
The cat's hiding somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Hey, family. Welcome back to Pop City Culture.
That's right, people.
For kids by kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about my black hair got me expelled from school.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's something. Like my brother said, in this day and age. Yeah,
it's sad, man.
It's sickening. It's sickening.
It's disgusting.
I can't believe we're even having conversations like this. But
why, people?
Apparently, somebody's black hair got them expelled.
Mm, too bad, though, man.
Or suspended from school.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
shameful.
There's like pending lawsuits and this and that.
Oh my God.
But you know, before we get to that, I'm gonna give a shout out
to who?
I gotta give a shout out to Savannah, because you know you guys know Savannah took in a
abandoned kitten.
The kitten has twisted legs. It's deformed back legs, and it has a tumor in its mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I guess Savannah's dad, you know, as much as he didn't want to take the cat in, he ended up getting it defleed, cost him a bit of money. He ended up getting it shots to see a vet, and then they found out, you know, it was twisted legs, and the cat has a tumor in his mouth, and the cat's also pregnant. Apparently, maybe, but the vet thinks the cat's pregnant.
Man, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So she, you know, they're at the MSPCA right now.
MSPCA right now.
Supposed to be a no kill shelter, but apparently, if a cat's that bad, then they do put him down.
Mm-hmm.
So she called us up crying, saying, "What should she do?" And I said, "Yeah, no, you're gonna have to talk to your dad." I know how the dad feels. The dad feels. He did everything he could for the cat, and it's a touchy situation because I know Savannah, she has like two cats, older, and one of them's a stray. I know the dad has what?
Three of them.
Yeah, the dad has two stray cats.
Yeah.
And he has another cat that was a family cat.
Yep, black cat.
And I guess
Asher.
When they brought the cat in, one of the cats did not like the new kitten and was getting really violent and vicious. And growling.
Yeah, that was Shisha.
You know what I heard? I heard that the cat bit and scratched Savannah's dad.
Yeah, I heard that,
yeah,
man. I heard
not,
that.
You know, the cat's still nice. It didn't bust the skin, but still a bite's a bite and a scratch is a scratch.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll keep you guys up to date as to what's going on.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date.
Really hate to see animals put down like that, but hopefully they can do something.
Yep, hopefully.
So we're going to give a shout out to her, a little shout out.
Shout out, Savannah.
A silent shout out. So hopefully things will work out for her.
Keep the faith, honey. Keep the faith.
Because, you know, she was on the phone crying there. You know, Reggie?
Yeah, I know. We all love you, Savannah and the kitty. You know,
it's hopefully sort of it'll. Sad.
Hopefully it'll work out for you, my friend.
That's going to bring us to In the News.
Yeah, In the News, people.
Yeah, so we do have a lot of news here. One is, you know, there's a tropical storm, mm-hmm. Ophelia. Yeah. It knocks out power, brings high winds and floodings in North Carolina.
I know it now.
From North Carolina to New Jersey. So, mm-hmm. Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall near Emerald Island, North Carolina, about 6:15 today. Saturday is a strong tropical storm. People hundreds of miles away from the center of the storm have been feeling its effects since Friday, and impacts will persist well into the weekend. Now, as of 11 Saturday, Ophelia had a maximum sustained winds of, get this. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Are you listening right now?
Yes, I'm listening.
50 miles per hour.
Oh, my goodness.
The center of the storm was located about 75 miles northwest of Cape Lookout, North Carolina, as it moved north at 13 miles an hour. And it's, you know, it talks about the wind gusts and more than 80,000 customers lost power. There's flooding, water rescues. And this is still going on. I mean, we just had a hurricane going on, didn't we?
Yes, we did, no doubt.
Yeah, and that hurricane was
big, man.
It was pretty bad.
Yep, down south. Yep.
But I guess nature ain't over yet, because we're still having stuff like
still this. Still feeling it, my brother. You know? From down under. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's something. So
it's terrible.
The other thing is Ukraine breaches Russian defense lines in southern front. So Ukraine forces and their armored vehicles punched through Russians' main defense line on the war southern front and are operating on the other side. A local commander said Saturday, and a modest but crucial gain for Kyiv as it seeks a major breakthrough in its grueling counteroffense. A Ukraine air assault unit commander fighting in the southeastern Zaporizhia region said that over the past week, the armored vehicles pushed through the so-called Servikin line near Verbov, a small village located several miles from Robotin, which Ukraine forces liberated last month. So I guess...
What do you guess there, my brother? What do you guess?
What do you think? What do you think there, Reggie? Let me ask
I think
you.
That these Ukrainian people are good fighters. They're fighting for freedom.
So
you know, fighting
Ukraine,
for the country.
They're really, mm-hmm. they're really fighting back.
Yep, they are.
And it's their country.
Yep.
I don't know the ins and outs of it, the politics and stuff, but we did do a podcast before.
Yeah, well,
talking about how that's their country,
yep.
and we don't know why people are invading it.
Uh-huh.
Although we, you know, just don't forget, we're going to do a show on Mexico.
We are?
And the border.
I've
sort of had a revelation, I should say. So anyway,
I gotta hear this.
Getting back to this. Ukraine, they're a bunch of fighters, man. They ain't gonna take it. They are not going to take it.
Nope.
Basically.
Nope. They're gonna fight for their freedom.
So
they're gonna fight for their country, man, and they should.
The other thing in the news is 28 years ago, Prince William broke a royal longstanding school tradition. The British monarchy is famous for its commitment to royal tradition. However, Prince William once broke with conventions when he began studying at the prestigious Eton College. As per the Express, to heir the throne was photographed visiting the school with his eldest child, Prince George, in the summer of 2023, sparking rumors that the youngest royal might one day enroll at famed institute like his father. The Prince of Wales first began attending Eton College in 1995, with younger brother Prince Harry joining the school 3 years later. At the time, it was presumed that William would instead attend Gordonstoune Boarding School in Scotland, following in his footsteps of King Charles, Prince Philip, Prince Edward, and Prince Andrew. However, breaking the royal school tradition, the late Princess Diana opted to enroll William at Eton, where her father and brother had studied previously. The Prince of Wales was reportedly a keen athlete during his time at the historic college, where he is said to have excelled at swimming, football, and water polo. So, you know what there, Reggie? I think it's good when you don't have to really follow in your parents' footsteps.
No, you don't.
Another parent says, hey, listen, how about we do something different?
Mm-hmm.
So, it didn't hurt him any. It looks like he got it. But
I think he got it.
I wonder if that boarding school was all boys. Maybe that was it. They wanted him to be with all boys.
Maybe.
Probably this college, it was more interactive, which...
Yeah, probably.
I think it's. I don't know. It all depends. We're not parents, so I think it'd be cool to
my brother
to go to a
to
an all male school because
really
there wouldn't be any distractions. What do you think, Reggie?
I ain't got nothing against all boys school, but if I had a choice, I'd rather go to a co-ed school. Or an all-girl school.
Oh, man, Reggie, shut up. You're just thinking about girls. Seriously?
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I got a good education.
That's going to bring us to the end of our news because Reggie's getting out of control.
I got out of control. I'm keeping it real.
Calm down, Reggie.
I am keeping it real, so, my brother.
We're talking about my black hair got me expelled from school. And that's, can you believe it in this day and age?
Nope.
I can't believe it either.
I know, right?
I mean, in this day and age, we got something going on like this.
I know. It's pathetic,
man. So
it's sick.
It says here.
What's it say?
Black students in Texas.
Uh-huh. Texas?
Huh? I don't know. Does Texas have a race problem or something, you think?
I heard.
Got a problem with black people?
I heard. I don't know. I can't confirm or deny.
I hear a lot of stuff. I don't know if it's true. But
I know.
I even tried looking stuff up on Texas.
And what'd you find?
I don't know how true this is, so don't hold me to it.
Okay, what?
But I had heard, you want to know what I heard?
I want to hear what you hear. What?
I had heard Texas at one time did not celebrate Martin Luther King Day because there weren't enough black people in Texas.
Are you kidding me, man?
I don't know if it's true. It was either them or Arizona. I'm not sure which one it was.
Man.
But
it's
from what I understand, it might not be true. I don't want to go spreading rumors. Look it up for yourselves on the internet.
All my exes live in Texas. Oh.
Reggie, I don't know.
Yeah, but I know you don't
anyways,
know. Go on. What?
Anyways.
What?
Black students in Texas suspended twice
for
hairstyle despite state ban on racial discrimination.
Man, you have got to be kidding me. Go on.
So let me tell you what this is.
What's it say?
Mount Bellevue, Texas. Texas. We know what this is. Where's that?
Texas.
Texas, yeah. After serving an in-school suspension over his hairstyle, a black high school student in Texas immediately received the same punishment when he arrived at school Monday wearing his hair as before and twisted dreadlock ties on top of his head, his mother said. Daryl George, a junior at Barbers Hill High School in Mount Bellevue, was initially suspended the same week his state outlawed. Imagine using a word like outlawed. Can you imagine that? Yeah, outlawed. Man, what a derogatory term. Outlawed. My God. Seriously, outlawed. Oh, my God. Anyway, suspended the same week his state outlawed racial discrimination based on hairstyle. School officials said his dreadlocks violated the district's dress code because his hair fell below his eyebrows and earlobes. So, let me interrupt here. What happens if a girl's hair goes below her her eyebrows and earlobes? I mean, don't girls have long hair?
Yep, they do.
I mean, wouldn't you think that's discrimination right there? Discrimination between
absolutely
girls and boys?
It's discrimination between the sexes.
You know?
Yep.
That
you got point.
I mean, right then and there, to me,
yep,
they lost the case.
Absolutely.
Right then and there. If they're going to say it violates the dress code.
I know.
Because his hair fell below his eyebrows.
his
earlobes.
It's preaching, brother. Preaching, brother.
Anyways, George 17 served the first suspension last week at the Houston area school. He was in tears when he was sent back to in-school suspension Monday. His mother...
Man, embarrassing. Black and embarrassing.
Darisha George said...
What?
He has to sit on a stool...
Oh, my God.
...for 8 hours in a cubicle.
Oh, my God.
That's very uncomfortable. Every day he'd come home, he'd say his back hurts because he has to sit
on
a slave stool, she said. Okay, I didn't say slave stool. It's a stool.
Wait. Man... So are you telling me they still treating black, colored, African-American, Yankee Doodle Negroes like this in this day and age, man?
Apparently so.
Oh, my God.
The incident recalls debates over hair discrimination in schools and the workplace and is already testing the state's newly enacted Crown Act, which took effect September 1st. I'm going to keep reading this thing.
Go on, brother. Cut the music. I want to hear this.
The law, an acronym for Create a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair,
a.k.a. the Negro Hair Ban,
is intended to prohibit race-based hair discrimination and bars employees and schools from penalizing people because of their hair texture or protective hairstyles, including afros, braids, dreadlocks, twists, and Bantu knots. Texas is one of 24, not 23, not 22, or but 24 states that have enacted a version of the Crown Act. Hey, give me some sound effects there.
Okay, here.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with this?
I got no idea.
The Crown Act.
Oh, my hand.
How about we do our own acronym?
Okay, do
Crazy,
it.
Racist, on, oh, I don't man. Know, something, something, whatever.
We got to come with something.
This is fascinating. I just got to keep reading this.
Go on.
A federal version of the Crown Act passed in the House of Representatives last year was not successful in the Senate. Okay, for black people, hairstyle are more than just a fashion statement. Here we go. Hair has always played an important role across black diaspora, said Candace Matthews, National Minister of Politics for the New Black Panthers Nation. Her group is not affiliated with another New Black Panther organization, just so everybody knows, widely considered anti-Semitic. This is a different one.
Thanks for clarifying that, brother.
Dreadlocks are perceived as a common connection to wisdom, Matthews says. This is not a fad, and this is not about getting attention. Hair is our connection to our soul,
yes,
our
it is.
Heritage,
preach
and our
it.
Connection to God.
Absolutely right.
Yeah,
brother.
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
In George's family, all the men have dreadlocks going back generations.
Thousands
of
years.
The hairstyle has cultural and religious importance, his mother said. Our hair is where our strength is.
Yes, sir.
That's our roots.
Yes, sir.
He has his ancestors' locks into his hair, and he knows that. What? I'm done talking about that. What say you, my dreadlock? Because my brother, he has dreadlocks. Yes. I got to know what he has
yes,
to say.
Yes, I do.
What do you got to say?
Man, nobody should be telling me how I should wear my hair, man. This is a black thing. This is in our culture. You got to tell me how I can wear my hair. I love my dreads. My dreads speak volumes. My dreads go back thousands of years of my ancestors. You know what I'm saying? It's disgusting.
I know. You know, it's disgusting.
I just said that.
I got to see how much time we got left on our show.
How much time we got?
We done with the show here? No, we might have to go a little longer.
Okay.
So I'm going to read something else to you.
Well, go on. Read it.
Eliminating anti-black hair policies at school. I mean, can you imagine going to school for an education and your hair being in dreadlocks, being a cultural and religious thing, should be educating everybody else, and they don't even care.
They don't care. They don't care
now,
at all, man.
Now, I know a lot of Muslim girls, they wear stuff in their hair, right?
Yep. Jahib, I think it's called.
Jahib. Yeah, they cover their hair for religious reasons, but
with a jahib.
They're going to ban this. And then a lot of white girls, they have their hairs longer than their earlobes, right? Yeah,
they absolutely do.
Hang on a second.
So what happens? What about the black girls? Is this a sex thing? Is this like a thing for just boys or something? Because I'm going to tell you, Jesus had long hair.
Okay, yeah. So
go on.
So I want to get back to this.
Go on.
It's called a hijab. A hijab, which covers the chest and head.
That's what I
is
said.
It's a type of veil worn by some Muslim women in the presence of strangers or males outside of their immediate families. Essentially,
what?
It's a veil that covers the naqib. Essentially, the naqib is a veil that covers the face but leaves the eye areas uncovered.
I didn't know that.
Do have a lot of Muslims friends. I know. I think it's Maya. Maya. She was telling us about some of her friends. Not that it came up because they're Muslim, but we were talking about our friends, and she was explaining some of the
religious beliefs.
Well, we were talking about Christians. We were talking about black Muslims in Africa, and then she was telling us about her friend.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up learning about the hijab. And hey, you know what?
What? Tell me what.
More power to you.
Yep.
Bottom line is nobody should be telling anybody what they should do with their hair.
Nope.
Whether it's religious or cultural or anything like that.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
Got off track again. I was just about to read something here.
What were you going
to
read?
Okay.
Man, you're just getting off track.
Eliminating anti-black hair policies at school.
Uh-huh.
Moving away from dress codes that ban natural black hairstyles such as afros, locks.
Yep.
Foster a more inclusive community.
Man, you know what? You know what? And that's not right because there should not be an exclusive community in school. Okay, go on.
So it says, for the last 2 years, educators all over the country have expressed an interest in creating schools that are genuinely inclusive. We recognize that students who experience a sense of belonging at school have greater levels of emotional wellness and academic achievement. Yet, as of today, a search for hair discrimination in schools resulted in more than 30 million hits. There are simply too many examples of black children's academic opportunities being impacted by their hair.
Man, this is a shame. And who says that? They do, you know, I guess, right? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, go on.
There have even been laws enacting to end hair discrimination in schools and workplaces in response to the growing concerns of crown, creating a respectful and open world of natural hair.
Here we go.
I don't get this because, you know, what? This is sort of ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, brother.
You know, being in the black community. I know.
Well, what do you know? Tell everybody.
A lot of people who aren't black might not know the terms I'm using, but a lot of black girls get their hair pressed.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
You know, they, you use a hot comb.
Yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah, you know what a hot comb is, right?
Yeah, you touch it.
You lick your finger and you touch it.
You get burnt.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know what it is. I've been burnt many times, Grandma.
So,
yep.
I mean, we have a lot of things going on with our hair.
We absolutely do. Yep.
And, hair is a part of our culture and our ethnicity, and we embrace our hair. What we can do with our hair—it's what we do.
It is. People should understand that.
And it's really too bad that we have to have laws like this.
I know, terrible.
What are they gonna do next? Say girls can't paint their nails. You know, girls can't grow their nails long because it's dangerous. I mean,
guys can't work out.
It's getting out of control the way stuff is headed.
It is. I have to agree with you.
All that being said.
Okay, all that being said, what?
Do you know what time it is, Reggie?
Yes, I know what time it is.
Do you know what time it is, Reggie?
Yes, I know what time it is. It is time for the words of wisdom. Take it away, my brother, who don't have the dreadlocks like me because he ain't cool enough.
We live in a world that is diverse, not only in religion, race, but culture. Because of this, we as a people should be more accommodating and compassionate to everyone. Different cultures hold certain things to their high standards in their culture. Muslims have garments, Christians have trinkets, in the black community we have hair. And there is a distinct representation of ourselves, our souls, and our culture, which goes back thousands of years. There are those in society who definitely feel intimidated by these things, though they should not. Here in the African American community, we have a part of our culture that we adhere to, and it's been this way for thousands of years. It is who we are, who we were, and who we will be. And to change that in a culture, in an ethnic group, is disgraceful. No one should dictate how someone should wear their hair. No one should dictate on whether or not someone should or should not cover up their hair. However, I will agree, if you are in school and they have school uniforms, that is the only permissible thing no one should probably debate, unless there's something religious about the uniform. But I feel as long as someone is properly groomed, there should be no comment on anything, on their attire or anything. To do so, in my opinion, is discrimination. And it is something we as a people in the United States of America, who hold our principles to respect, dignity, and tolerance, should understand. All I can say is we need to be more than what we are in the United States. We need to set an example to the rest of the world and to our children. Because we are the future. And those are my words of wisdom.
Thank you for your words of wisdom, my brother. I love my dreadlocks, and I love what you had to say. And now I'm going to pass baton off to my older brother to take us out of the show.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture, and thank you for making us one of the most listened to podcasts around the world. Our success is your success. You can download our past podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, or night.
What is it? What is it?
Dude, have you been messing with my out thing here?
What do you mean?
This thing is sort of messed up.
What?
I had a whole... Hang on a second. My brother here.
Okay, I accidentally hit something over there.
I don't want to have to start this thing over because... Okay, you know what?
No, don't start over. Just continue where you're going.
So, everybody, this is what happened.
All right, go on.
My brother hit some button and deleted my outro. Anyways, I'm going to start over.
No, continue.
Okay,
continue.
I got to start over.
No,
anyways,
continue.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture. Hey, you can listen to us any time of the day, morning or night.
Yep.
I'll see you next time here on Pop City Culture. We give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
A pinch of Reggie attitude.
Yeah, and as always, be kind and affectionate to one another. Remember who you are. Peace. And Reggie, keep your hands off my computer next time.
Whatever, man. Whatever. All right.
Take it away there, my brother.
Okay. Yo, all I got to say is I like my dreadlocks. My uncle's got dreadlocks. Everybody's got dreadlocks. And if people want to wear their hair a certain way because of their religious and their ethnic reasons, then they should. That being said, that's all I got to say. Pop City Culture, always delightful, always insightful. Keep the faith. Bye.